The decades-long debate over drilling in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge continued in Washington today, this time with a focus on what exploration would mean for jobs and the U.S. economy. APRN's Libby Casey reports.
Alaska's congressional delegation appeared in person, and Governor Sean Parnell testified by video conference in a familiar refrain, pressing to develop the Arctic Refuge coastal plain. Congressman Don Young sits on the House Natural Resources Committee that took Wednesday's testimony.
This is long overdue. This committee has passed this bill 11 times, and it's died in the Senate. We have two senators who are going to help it get it passed. Whether the president will sign it, I do not know.
Only a handful of Democratic committee members were there to voice opposition to opening the Arctic Refuge. Its top Dem, Representative Ed Markey of Massachusetts, says the committee should be crafting recommendations to send to the Congressional Supercommittee that's wrangling with the nation's budget problems right now. But Markey says the GOP House is heading the wrong way.
In response to this enormous challenge, the Republican majority is once again looking to drill in the pristine Arctic National Wildlife Refuge in Alaska. Under the guise of reducing the deficit, they are proposing to open up the crown jewel of the wildlife refuge system to drilling. Unfortunately, drilling in the Arctic Refuge would do very little to reduce our deficit in the next 10 years.
Since Republicans control the House, they steered most of the focus of the witnesses. Among the pro-drilling guests were Kaktovik City Council member Fenton Rexford, Carrie Hall, who's on the TV show Ice Road Truckers, and Fairbanks union leader Tim Sharp. Sharp says opening the refuge would bring jobs to people not just in the interior, but all over the U.S. He warned, however, that he's not a blanket advocate of drill, baby, drill, the battle cry of former Governor Sarah Palin. Instead, Sharp says the process has to be measured and well thought out.
Whether you choose to believe it to be the Serengeti Plain of America or a cold, desolate, godforsaken, mosquito-infested wasteland, there is no all-encompassing absolute that can describe Anwar. The truth is, it is neither of the two, and it falls somewhere in the middle. The picture of the Anwar debate has not really changed in 20 years. However, the frame surrounding the picture has. We're at a time in America where our economy needs an employment jumpstart, energy costs only continue to escalate, and foreign dependence on oil seems to make our economy and our businesses vulnerable in a way that I'm personally uncomfortable with.
The only people invited to testify against drilling in the refuge were David Jenkins with Republicans for Environmental Protection and Gene Karpinski, president of the League of Conservation Voters. Karpinski says there are more innovative and sustainable ways to create jobs.
I would agree with something that Senator Murkowski said earlier. It's too bad we're having this conversation yet again today. And Mr. Chairman, I agree with something you said, which was, quote, reducing our debt will require creative thinking and new approaches. This is neither. This is not creative. It's not new. It's the same old, same old. I've been working on these issues for more than 30 years.
While the two anti-drilling witnesses testified, some of the Republicans on the Natural Resources Committee laughed and talked. A handful were especially jovial when Congressman Young lit into the environmentalists and accused them of not supporting Native people and told them to go read the nation's laws. He peppered them with questions and then didn't let them answer.
And you're sitting in Washington, D.C., you and your friend, just made a fortune out of this job.
Fortune.
He's made a fortune. Yes, I happen to know where you are, Washington, D.C. You're sitting around here not letting those people do as they should. Now, I think you ought to be ashamed of yourself.
Mr. Chairman,
I'm not answering you. I'm not asking you a question.
Talked about me.
Just keep quiet.
While Congress is again battling over the question of whether to open Anwar, Wednesday in Anchorage, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service is finishing up a series of public hearings on its comprehensive conservation plan for the entire Arctic Refuge. Two of its six alternatives recommend wilderness protection for the Arctic Refuge coastal plain. The plan does stress that only Congress has the power to designate wilderness. In Washington, I'm Libby Casey.